Tuesday Parshas Vayeshev, Shir Chaf Hei.
We finished the sugya before. The Gemara was talking about the Makor for Kinyan Kesef. The Maisa, the Makor for Kinyan Kesef is either from Vyotza Chinam. What's the Makor for Kinyan Kesef? It's either from Vyotza Chinam in Kesef, or it's from where? From where? Kiikach Isha. Do we have any other Makaris where it could be from? Just Kiikha Kiikha. Kiikach Isha Kiikha Kiikha. The Gemara suggests that maybe the Makor is from a Kal V'Chomer. Maybe we should learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. We can learn it out from that just like we find Ma'am Evriyah Shana Niknas Bebiya Niknas Bekesef Zusha Niknas Bebiya Nadin Shatikne Bekesef. The Gemara ends up slugging up the Kal V'Chomer, saying that you can't make the Kal V'Chomer from over here because Ikud Adina Pircha, that Ama, that it's Kein Yoitzis Bekesef. Therefore, it's going to be Tikne Bekesef. And therefore, the Gemara says it's learned out from can't be learned from a Kal V'Chomer. It's from one of these two psukim, the itzrich, both of these psukim. I'll call upon him. Says the Gemara. Now, ubala, the two dots dav dalet amid beis ubala melamet sheniknes bebia. Now the Gemara discusses what's the makor for bia, and the Gemara is going to say afterwards on daf the bottom of the top of daf heyamaral menayin af bishtar. Where's the makor for shtar? My shaila is why are we going kesef bia shtar? The chayr we should be going kesef shtar bia. That's the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ish niknes shalosh drachim kesef. Bishtar ubibia. Why in the Brais are we doing kesef bia? Why in the Gemara are we doing kesef bia shtar? The Gemara is going out of order. What?
The last Kalachomer is from bia.
That's true. The last Kalachomer did mention in it bia. That could be. That could be.
This possible next word is.
Also, this Kalachomer is kesef.
The Gemara. The Gemara is also going to try to do. Lima doesn't do Ikka Dadina Pircha. It's very similar, that's true. But if we're going through the Mishnah goes Kesef Shtar and Bia. So I'm going to just say something which is not an exclusion to everything you're saying. All the things you're saying could also be true. But what the Gemara is saying is this phallus. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is not discussing the Mishnah Kesef Shtar and Bia. If you look on Daf Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara gets back to Kesef. Tana Rabbanan, the two dots on Hamid Beis. Keitzad Bekesef. Which means we're not finished with Kesef, really. I said when I left that we're finished with Kesef. We're not really. We're getting back to Kesef, Dav Hamid Beis. If you look on Daf Tesam at Aleph, the Gemara says Keitzad Bishtar. And that's we're going to get a whole discussion of Shtar. You look on Daf Tesam at Beis. And the Gemara gets back into Bia. Ubia minolon. Amar kabulas baal. Ubala gets back in the whole discussion about Bia. So what do I see? That when the Gemara is ready to discuss Bia, that's on Daf Tesam and Beis. We're not really discussing Bia over here. What are we discussing? Maybe we're discussing the Pasuk. Maybe we're talking about... So over here, this is not really the place to discuss Bia. The place to discuss Bia is on the Tesam and Beis, and when we get there, we will and we'll go in order. Kesef, we start on Heyam and Beis, and then Tesam and Aleph is Shtar, Tesam and Beis is Bia. But over here, we're just talking about the Makaris. This Makaris from... We had a Kal V'Chomer for Kesef, maybe have a Kal V'Chomer for Bia. Maybe Bia is the same setup. Maybe Bia is in the same pasuk. Ki yikach ish isha ubala. So if it comes over here, but in a chanami, the Gemara always goes systematically vis-a-vis the Mishnah when the Gemara is trying to break down the Mishnah. This is not a discussion on the Mishnah. This is a discussion based on the previous Gemara or on the pasuk. That's why it doesn't go in order. Aaron, is that clear? Very clear, right? So there, the Gemara starts. This is the Gemara ubala. Melamet sheniknes bebia. From this pasuk, we see that an isha's nikness bebia. Frek the Gemara v'lo dinhu lechayr tzakal v'chaymer umay yivam eshen a nikness bekesef nikness bebia zu sheniknes bekesef eino din sheniknes bebia yivam. It's not nikness bekesef. We see that kesef is harder to do a kinyan, and it's nikness bebia zu sheniknes bekesef, an isha that is nikness bekesef. So for sure, it should be nikness bebia. Says the Gemara, we should be learning it from a Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, Ma'alo Amar Evriyah. So therefore we knocked off the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara Lama Rish ain't Kinyana Shem Ishus. Tam Azir Kinyana Shem Ishus. Tam Alam Or Barla Lama Li Kro As Yila. What do we need the Pasuk for? You have a Kal V'Chomer. You have a pen? What do we need the Kal V'Chomer for? The Chomer. What do we need the Pasuk for? Something from a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara seems to be saying there's no need for the Pasuk. Frekt Rab Elyashiv Amar Dikakasha. And truth is that Bensi was mechavin pretty much this kasha this morning during first Seder. As follows. My brother was damont a little bit the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, says that Kesef is a kinyan midivrei soifrim. What the Rambam means is a very big discussion. Well, we'll get there, Beis Hashem, hopefully, b'siyata d'shmaya. But the Rambam seems to say that Kesef is a lower class kinyan than Shtar and Bia. Shtar and Bia are midyoi raisa. Kesef is somehow midivrei soifrim. What is the literal translation of the words midivrei soifrim? Means something to do with the Chachomim. Somehow it's not a full-blown Dioraisa, says the Rambam. It's not a full-blown Dioraisa. If it means it's Mamish Derabanan, the Olam goes to town, how could you say it's Derabanan? Kesef's not Derabanan. It means something, somehow it has to do with the Chachomim. But is it a full-blown Dioraisa? No. And there are those that learn that's the only reason why we could do Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh on Kesef. Because where did Kesef come from? From where?
Divrei Seifrim.
So the Chachamim are the ones that made Kesef. The Chachamim are the ones that can take apart Kesef. But Enochanami, Kedushe Bia, do you say Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Derabana Mekadesh on Kedushe Bia?
Yeah, you do.
No! No! We'll get there. No! No! We'll get there. We'll get there. Is there called the Mekadosh Dai Jorban Mekadosh and Kedushay Bia? No, why not? It's not Midirei Seifrim. We'll get there, some of us. Called the Mekadosh Dai Jorban Mekadosh only Kedushay Kesef. Why does Midirei Seifrim? Whatever Midirei Seifrim means, the Chacham had a hand in it, I'll call upon him. The Chacham had a hand in it. So therefore, it's only Midirabanan. It's connected to the Chacham. Therefore, they could also do called the Makash Tatar Ban Makash. They could take away the Kedushin. That's what Kesef Kedushin. So now, what's our Gemara's question? Frek the Gemara Kasha. Why do we need a Pasuk of Ubala? We should have a Kal V'Chomer. From where? From Kesef. Kal V'Chomer is from Kesef. We say, Ma Yivama She'en Niknis Bebiya. Ma Yivama. I'm sorry. Ma Yivama She'en Niknis Bekesef Niknis Bebiya. Zu She'en Niknis Bekesef. Isha, that's Niknis Bekesef. And Niknis Bebiya. Now, if you're learning out from Niknis Bekesef, that means you're learning out from Divrei Seifrim. So the Kal V'Chomer, the Kal V'Chomer needs Kesef. So how high on the ladder is the Kal V'Chomer going to go? Midivrei Seifrim. It can't go higher than Midivrei Seifrim. If it's only being learned from Kesef, and Kesef is Midivrei Seifrim, so then what's Bia going to be if you learn from the Kal V'Chomer? Midivrei Seifrim. If it's Midivrei Seifrim, so then the Chayra, it's going to not have the same status if it's learned from a Pasuk. A Pasuk is going to be Midivrei Seifrim. It's only Midivrei Seifrim.
You're not learning from Midivrei Seifrim.
We're learning
it's a Kal V'Chomer. You can't prove if you're proving from Divrei Seifrim, so the proof, the pudding is not bigger than the proof.
Kesef is just A, it means nothing in this game.
No, that's the whole Makar. The Makar is Divrei Seifrim. So if it's the Makar is Divrei Seifrim, how can it be more than Divrei Seifrim? The whole Makar is Divrei Seifrim. Frek Trevel Yashiv. Then if the whole Makar is Divrei Seifrim, then the whole kingdom is going to be Divrei Seifrim. So Bia will only be Divrei Seifrim. Do you have a Kashu? Why it doesn't say in the Pasik? If it says in the Pasik, it's Midiyoi Raisa Mami. It's the total, the pristine Dioraisa. If it's learned that from Kesef, in a Kal V'Chomer from Kesef, it's only going to be Divrei Seifrim.
I would say this
makes
Kal V'Chomer strong. If it's Nikmas of Kesef, which is only Derabanan, then for sure Bia, which is Kedushin.
But you're going to be learning it out from Kesef. So you're saying that it's only because we know Kesef works. Where do we know Kesef works from? So that means this is only going to be Midrabban in this Kal V'Chomer. You can't learn out something more than where you're learning from.
That the Kedushin is strong enough that it's nitness with something so weak like Kesef, then for sure it's nitness with...
But it's not going to... You can't learn it out more than what it's nitness with. So if it's only Niklas Midibrei Seifrim, this is also going to be Midibrei Seifrim. You can't learn a Kavu Chaymer more than what you're learning from. So if it works for Kesef, for sure it's going to work for what's going to work. Kesef, it only works Midibrei Seifrim. So it's also only going to be Midibrei Seifrim. The Kenyan's only going to be Midibrei Seifrim, whatever that means. However much that Kenyan is, it's going to be the same amount of Kenyan. You can't learn more. We have a klal, Dayoi Lava Min Hadin. There's Kenyan that I can't learn a Kavu Chaymer more than what I'm learning from. I'm learning that if Kesef works, for sure Bia works. How much does Kesef work? Midivrei Seifrim. How much does Bia work? Midivrei Seifrim. And that's all. So Rabbi Yisai, Dachsuch, I think that the Teretz is, Dachsuch Mir, the Teretz is, the Gemara doesn't really mean over here that we thought that there's no need for the Pasuk. The Gemara is just trying to undress the Kal V'chomer. In a Hanami, we could have lots of reasons why if it's the Pasuk is going to be different than the Kal V'chomer. I'm going to bring you lots of reasons why the Pasuk is different than the Kal V'chomer. I'll bring you many more right now. This Gemara is an exercise. It's like, listen, wouldn't the Kal V'chomer teach me? First of all, and if the Kal V'chomer would be a kasha why we have the Pasuk? You're not asking big kashas over here. So Elamai, the Gemara really just wants to know, why is this not a Kal V'chomer? I will bring you lots of different reasons why, even if you had the Kal V'chomer, the Pasuk is better. So the Gemara is not really trying to grapple with why is this Kal V'chomer not good. I'll give you an example. For example, Bia does Kiddushin, right? I'm sorry, Bia does Yibum. It says, we learn it from Yevama. Ma Yevama she'ena niknis v'kesef, niknis v'bia, zu she'niknis v'kesef, ena din she'tikne v'bia. Right? Bia by Yevama, the halacha is, it's only soif bia is koina. Bia by Isha, it's trilas bia is koina. So what's the kash learn from a kavu chomer? If we learn from a kavu chomer, only soif bia. Now we learn from a pasuk, it's going to be trilas bia. So of course we need a pasuk. The pasuk is just trilas bia.
Yeah, but even by Yevama, you could say trilas bia.
It's not. Trilas bia is not koma. It's not koina. No, the Gemara says, Ma Yevama is Koina. It's only Koina with Soif Bia. Ma Yevama. She'en Niknis Bekesef, Niknis Bebia, Zu She'en Bekesef, Did She'en Niknis Bebia, and learn out from Yevama, but Yevama is only Niknis with Soif Bia. This is Niknis, we want this to be Niknis with Tchilas Bia. So I have a Pasuk, tell me it's Niknis with Tchilas Bia. L'chaira, that will be another Nafkamina would be as follows. What about if there's a Zakein that can't be Mazriya? He has no Zera. Zokin has no Zera. Is Bia Koina by Yavam? Why? What's the whole port? Lachim Zera La'achiv. He has no Zera. There's no Bia, is not Koina. What about by an Isha? A Zokin, can he marry with Bia? For sure he can. Bia has nothing. Bia by Isha has nothing to do with having Zera. It has to do with the act of intimacy. That's why Tchilas Bia is Koina. It's really the same Kasha, just from different angle. The point is that if you learn from Bia, we'll have different things that'll be Koina. So what do I see from over here? I see from over here that we're not really trying to compare the Kal V'chomer to the Pasuk. We know if we learn it from the Pasuk, we'd have other things. And we said the same thing before, Rabbi Isai. Before the Gemara was trying to learn out Kesef from a Kal V'chomer. We said, what do you mean? If Kesef is learned from a Pasuk, it's Kesef of Erishus. It's under a sort Kesef. If Kesef is going to be learned from Amma, so then it's Kesef Kenyan. We want Kesef Ishus, not Kesef Kinyan. In a Hanami, it's different Kesefs. If you learn from Oma, it'll be Shtei Kesef. If you learn from Meir, it's going to be one Kesef. In a Hanami, this is not real attempt to make us lose the Pasuk. It's trying to figure out, will the Kal V'chomer work or not? The answer is no. But if it would have worked, it wouldn't necessarily have absolved us of a need for the Pasuk. Al Kopanim. Lefizeh, we can understand a Hanami. If we learn from the Kal V'chomer, would it have been Midirei Seifrim? It would have been. And now that we have a Pasuk, it's Midiraisa. But that doesn't bother us. How does the Gemara shlug up the Kal V'chomer? Says the Gemara. Gemara says. So the Gemara says, we can shlug up the Kal V'chomer from Amevriya. Amevriya techiach she niknis bekesef ena niknis bebia. Says the Gemara, ma'al amevriya she ain kinyan al shum ishus. Don't resu she kinyan al shum ishus. What does that mean? Says Rashi. She'ain ki yonah shum yishus hilkoch lo shaycha babiyah. Lo shaycha babiyah. So what's Rashi? What's the Gemara saying? So it's lo shaycha babiyah. So what? Therefore what? Anyone? It's lo shaycha babiyah. As vas. It doesn't disprove the Kal V'Chomer. Why not? It's not a weakness. It's nothing. Shaila is, so when the Gemara before said, Ma amavriya she'ena niknis bebiya, the Gemara before, Ma amavriya she'ena niknis bebiya, niknis bekesef, isha she'niknis bebiya, nish niknis bekesef, the Gemara said over there also, Ma amavriya she'en kinyana l'shamishus. What? It's the same Amma. Here, Rabbi Yisai, I'm gonna pass out some. I only made a couple of them. You can share them with the person next to you. The Gemara's Lechayra Pella. Rishayim asked this question. The Rishayim asked this question. You have enough? You have two over there? Does anyone else need over there? Does everyone have? I think we should have enough. You have enough over there? We have another one. Yes, want to pass it down? Oh, pass that down over there. They need another one over there. Okay. So we have, we have over here on top. These are the two Kal V'Chomers that the Gemara says. Okay? You got the original. Ma Omevriya. She'ena nikas bebiya nikas bekesef. Isha she'nikas bebiya nikas she'tikna bekesef. That was the Havamino. Gemara says, Apircha. Yivama toichiach that it's nikkus be and nikkus bekesef. So you see your Kal V'Chomer is wrong. No, mal yivama shekain ein nikkus b'shtar. We'll see what that means in a minute. Now we go down here. The Gemara says ma amar vriya. Now we're trying to learn out that isha is nikkus bebiya. Ma yivama that's not nikkus bekesef. Nikkus bebiya isha that's nikkus bekesef. Ein adin shetikne bebiya. That's the Kal V'Chomer on the bottom. Says the Gemara, no, amar vriya will prove you wrong because it's nikkus bekesef. It's not nikkus bebiya. Yeah, but ma lo amar shein kinyana l'shem isha. So for sure it's not nikkus bebiya. So it's a good svar. It's not a weakness that's not nikkus bebiya. So why the Gemara on top didn't say the same thing? Ama evriya, it's ain't a nikkus bebiya, but that's it's ain't kunyam shenishus. So the first line doesn't make any sense. We asked this question. We said answers. We said numerous different answers. One answer was the Rashi says it's really a mamatzino. It's not a Kal V'Chomer, right? The Rav Moshe says it's not mashma that way in any of the Rishonim or in the Gemara or anything that's mamatzino. The Gemara says Kal V'Chomer. Sounds like it's really a Kal V'Chomer. So Rav Moshe says a teretz. Says Rav Moshe, when we make Kal V'Chomers, it doesn't have to make sense. We call it Rosh Katan. Okay? Listen, fact is, Amma is not Niknis Bebiya and it's Niknis Bekesef. Isha is Niknis Bebiya, it's going to be Niknis Bekesef. It's a Kal V'Chomer. It doesn't have to make sense to you. You don't have to think about Svaras. Don't tell me Svaras when I'm saying Kal V'Chomers. Don't put Svaras into Kal V'Chomers. We're talking about, is it Kal V'Chomer? Does it make sense? Does it not make sense? What we're saying over here, Rav Moshe seems to say, no, it doesn't have to make sense. Are you going to give me a svara why Amma that doesn't have a weakness? Go soak your head. I'm not interested in your svaras. Fact is, Amma is not nikkus bebiya, it's nikkus bekesef. So Isha is nikkus bebiya, isn't she? He's nikkus bekesef.
So what did
we
just prove the Kal V'Chomer?
So why do we say it on the bottom? That's the shaila, right? So why do we say Mal Amma she ain't nikkus bebiya
ishus? That was to disprove the Kal V'Chomer.
That's to disprove the Kal V'Chomer. When you're coming to disprove a Kal V'Chomer, I could use a svara to back up a Kal V'Chomer. When you're coming to make a Kal V'Chomer, a svara won't break a Kal V'Chomer. A svara will only assist. We'll see why. But over here on the bottom, what we're coming to do is we're coming to take away a toichiach. We're coming to assist a Kal V'Chomer. To break a pirach on a Kal V'Chomer, you could say a svara. We'll see.
How are we ever going to answer this Kal V'Chomer? How does Zika answer it?
We'll see. And I'm going to prove to you again, Rabbi said the same thing happened the other way around. I'll show you where. The Gemara says, on top, the Gemara tries bringing a Kal V'Chomer to teach you Kesef works by Isha. So the Gemara, Yevama Teichiach, that it's Niknes Bebiya Ve'ena Niknes BeKesef. So the Gemara, Mal Yevama Shekein Ein Niknes B'Shtar. What does that mean, Shekein Ein Niknes B'Shtar? How does that answer anything? Shekein Ein Niknes B'Shtar, so what? So it's not Niknes B'Shtar, so what? So says the Rishonim, the Rajv and the Ritva both say different Terutzim, but I'll tell you one of the Terutzim is as follows. Listen, Yevama is clearly not regular Kenyan material. Because everything is Niknis B'Shtar. So why is Yevama not Niknis B'Kesef? Because she's not regular Kenyan. So don't start hacking me that it's not Niknis B'Kesef. I'll tell you why it's not Niknis B'Kesef, because it's not regular Kenyan. So Yavama, that it's not nikkus b'kesef, is not, doesn't mean anything. All right, it's not nikkus b'bia. So why in the Gemara on the bottom does the Gemara say Ma Yavama she'ena nikkus b'kesef nikkus b'bia? Of course Yavama is not nikkus b'kesef. We just said Yavama doesn't have kinyanim. So what's the Gemara doing a kal v'chomer from Ma Yavama she'ena nikkus b'kesef? I'm asking the same question that we're asking for Ma Amos she'en kinyan mishum ishus, which we're saying obviously is going to mess up the first kavu chaimer. The pirukh on the bottom is going to mess up the second kavu chaimer. You're saying Ma Yivama she'en kinyan mishum ishus b'shtar. What does that mean? Yivama isn't kinyan. Don't start calling Yivama kinyan. So therefore, I understand why it's not niknis b'kesef. So how are you making a kavu chaimer on the bottom?
Mishnah says it is kinyan.
What do you mean?
Mishnah says that a woman
is nikness
with...
You mean it's not regular, it doesn't work with regular Gidrei Kinyan. That doesn't, however that works, the nikness, we're going to see in a moment how that works. See in the Tosfos and other ones, if that's a regular Kinyan or not a Kinyan at all, it's Kinyan Memela. But he's assuming that it doesn't work, Shtar doesn't work, so obviously Kesa doesn't work because it's not a regular Kinyan. It's not a regular Kinyan, so how could you bring me a Kal V'Chomer? Says Rav Moshe, obviously, when you're making Kal V'Chomers, you don't need Svaris. When you're making Pirchas, then you need Svaris. I gave it to you, a photocopy on the back of the Maram HaKoymus. We're just going to read the end of the Rav Moshe. But the whole Rav Moshe, I think, is extremely, extremely fundamental and important. And that's why we have to be mefarsim these Rav Moshes, because no one knows about them. It's in Ha'ara Lamed Dalid, all the way at the beginning. V'shayach Lemelof. It's a long Rav Moshe, I cut out a little bit. B'shayach lemeilav kinyan kesef v'kinyan shtar v'kedushin mikal v'choy medam evriya shehi kila akol panem v'kedushin shein b'kinyan bia av shi machmas shalo shayach bia ba'ama b'shim shein kinyan l'shemishus shapi yafina. Even if you have a reason why, the reason is because it's ain't kinyan l'shemishus, doesn't make a difference shapi yafina. Avol las ois mize toichiach lidchois shalo ye kinyan bia b'isha Kishem Shalak Obama ain't lasais me'achar d'lo shayach b'kinyan zeh. He says to make it a dichoy that it shouldn't be kinyan bia, that you can't do. The shlaga pakal v'choymer. I can't say it's a dichoy to say that there's not going to be a kinyan ish a bia b'ishus, because over here this is it's not shayach. It's not, that's why. So when you're making kal v'choymer is a midah shatar in the dreshes behem. Kal choymer. Why? I don't care. Kal choymer limud. But you want to make a pircha in the kal v'choymer? I have a reason why it's not a pircha. It doesn't make any sense, that pircha. Azoy zokter Rav Moshe. Okay. Zokt the Gemara vayit. This is the Gemara. V'choyro, what do we need the pasuk for? I have a kal v'choymer. Amar of Ashi, mishum de'ikra l'meimar, me'ikra d'dina pircha. It's a special svara of zukuka v'ahemedes. We have to know what this svara is. Obviously, I'm going to grapple with this. I'll see if you could help me out. It says Rashi came zukuka v'ahemedes lezeh machmas kedushi hames vein bia ba ela ligmar ava kedushin me'ikar eloi. I'm not 100% certain what Rashi is saying. I know what it sounds like Rashi is saying, but the real avoid is going to be to contrast Rashi with Tosfos. Rashi says something. She's kukov ametz lazeh machmas kedusha ames. She's kukov ametz to this one from the kedusha of the first one. Machmas is because of. Vein bi aba ela ligmar of a kinyan de meikar aloi. The kinyan is not coming to. It's not coming to do a kinyan meikar. So Rashi is saying like this. Listen, you want to learn that bia works from Yavama. Do you see that bia can start a relationship? No, there's already a relationship there. So therefore, we only see Bia's baligmar al kinyan de meikar aloi. Somehow that's what Rashi's saying. So therefore, in a chanami, maybe your kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer, but it's not going to help you because it's just going to teach you that Bia can be goymer. It doesn't teach me that Bia can be koina. The Rosh Hashanah is a kasha over here. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah, hold on a second. Do you remember Rav Huna? Can someone help me out here? Rav Chupa is Koine Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? If Chupa is Goymer, for sure it's going to be start. Right? Machnes. But our Gemara says not like that. Rashi, Rashi says, "Ain't be about the ligmar of a kinyan meikar." No, it can't do a kinyan meikar. It can only be gomer. I thought Rav Huna Gufa said it's kavu chaymer. Now maybe you don't pass like Rav Huna. Okay, but this gemara is not like Rav Huna.
It's
a mamatzino. Okay, but even if it's a mamatzino, but we said what? In the mice, it's a kavu chaymer. We're going to say it's a kavu chaymer. We have to see how kavu chaymer is a mamatzino is going to end up being the same thing. This might also be a mamatzino according to what we said in the Ritva, but. The chayra, we see not like that.
Yavama
doesn't need nisuin. No. Yavama, it gets it through Bia. Bia is a nisuin. Bia is gaimer. No, it doesn't start. Kinyan the meikarla, whatever that means. We have to see what that means exactly.
But it's only one thing. It's not two things.
And a chanami. Chup is also only one thing.
Right here, it's two things. Here it's two things.
Either Rabbi, if I could see that I could do both with chuppah, even though over there I see chuppah is goymer. It says Rav Huna, if it could be goymer, it could be koina.
This is goymer from the same person.
If those nisuin, so for sure it does.
Okay, so over here this does. This is goymer. It's goymer. Whatever that means.
It's not a nisuin.
What?
It's not a nisuin.
No, there's no chuppah afterwards. Yibum. Ish the chol davar. Finished. Finito. Yubia, you are totally married. Done. So if anything, it's doing more, not less. Does more than chuppah.
Yeah, but over here, it has nothing to do with the kedushin, which is what we're trying to say.
It's different.
By chuppah, we were learning that when this person does chuppah for it could be gomer to the same isha. So we're saying it could be machnas for the same isha.
Right.
Over here, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the bia by yavama. It's not a machnis
right.
of the second guy.
Right. It's a goymer.
It's a goymer, but not that there was nothing missing in the first brother's kedushin that correct. Needs to be goymer. What does it mean by goymer? It's for the mitzvah.
No.
Not what Rashi says.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Aaron. On the surface, it seems like he's saying that I had over there, I was already connected. Now I'm just finishing, but I can't start. But if you see from when you can, when the fact that you could start, you can finish.
Maybe B is different, though. B knows now. You're supposed to do the certain mice. You're supposed to have something before the mice. You should set the end, no? Which is the Mechaz Khan said, no? That Kedushin's thing before you do the Bia, which is why we don't like Bia, really.
Well, that was Stam Ashayla we had on Bia. How can Bia be something before if we said you have to do something before? So that's a Maisa. Yeah, but that would just make it that Bia can't. And over here he's saying it's a problem. If I see it ends, it can't finish. Who said it can't finish? You're saying it's not a problem with doing B in the beginning. He's saying that you can't cross over from the end to the beginning. Now, our boys say, the way we learned Rashi back in the day, you remember how we learned Rashi in Rav Huna? What does it mean? Chuppah is goymer? Chuppah is koine? You remember the diak we made in Rashi? Anyone remember the diak we made in Rav Huna? Chuppah is koine? Beloy erusin. Does he hold that chuppah is a form of erusin? No. It's not a form of erusin, according to Rav Huna. It's just that if it can do without erusin. Maybe over here we're coming to learn that bia can do, bia is isha niknis, because of shtar and bia. Right? We're learning that it can do the original kinyan. So you can't say that from the fact that Rav Huna holds that you could do without, that's going to work. We were saying to make that it is a kinyan. I don't see it's a kinyan. I see it's a gemara, not a haschala. What about Rav Huna? Rav Huna says it could be goymer, it could start. No. If it's goymer, it could do without the haschala. However that works, we have to see Rav Huna.
Hashem Shabbi is the same way, though, no?
What do you mean?
You need two bia in order to do
it. You know, bia and chuppah. Yeah. Akopanim, this is Rashi. In Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say a little differently. Well, Tosfos starts off with a kasha. So Toisus Vim Toimer. Haloi Ein Moyla Zikikasa Leinian Kesef. The fact that she's Kukovoy Medis doesn't facilitate that Kesef is going to work. Vim Kane calls it Achnes Lakava Choymer Vinay Machi. Mayavama Shavapi, she's Kukovoy Medis, Ein Nicholas Bekesef and Nicholas Bebia. Yishu Shein Nicholas Shein Zakuka of a Nicholas Bekesef. In addition, Nicholas Bebia, Velo Yazik Lamash in Zakuka, the Gagavna Tzor Chloim and Barakates at a Rego. Says Toises, I can include all of this into my Kal Vachoymer. Fact is, after she's Kukova Medis, does Kesef work? No. Does Bia work? Yes. So in a place where Kesef works, for sure, Bia is going to work. I see that Kesef is harder to work than Bia. After she's kukla by Metis, does Kesef work? No. Does Bia work? Yes. I see that Kesef is harder to work. So wherever Kesef works, Bia works. That's Tosfos' discussion. And he brings a raya from the Gemara over there by Ketzel HaRegel. The Gemara says, Duboy la'chuchei hasam, Karen Mishal Machatzar Nizik, Nezik Shalom, Kavachoy Mishem Regal, Batur Mishus Rabim, Chayim Mishus Nizik, Nezik Shalom, Karen Shachai Bishus Rabim, Chatzin Nezik, Nezik Shachai Bishus Nizik, Nezik Shalom, Hikshari Hassam, the Ekel Mifrach Mal Shem Shem Shazeko Matsu, Tomer Karen Shem Shazeko Matsu, and we Mifarish Re answers over there Hassam, the Indian Chiyuv. Nezik Shalom B'Shus and Nezik Lav Chumrum Hulam Efrach Mine Sharei Enomo El Klum B'Shem V'Regel L'Chayv Chatzin Nezik B'Shus Rav Meki Karen V'Chol Ze Asa Mekav Chumrum Ma'ashen V'Regel Shav P'Shem Zek Mo Nezik 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 Mo In a case of Skuka by Metis, does Yibam work? Does Bia work? Yes. Does Kesef work? No. So if Kesef works in another place, the Kesef work will be also. Taisa says two terutzim.
I don't know if Bia works in the same place as Kesef.
What?
I'm trying to prove now that Bia works in the same place as Kesef.
We're trying to prove that if Kesef works, then for sure Bia is going to work. Because in places where Bia works, Kesef doesn't work. So a place where Kesef works, for sure Bia is going to work. And Taisa says two terutzim. Venira Lari. The Hachi Parach, Shkain Zkuka Vaimedes Lebia, Kiloimar, Sheikir Mitzvasa Lahakim Lahachiv Shame, Hilkach, Nakel Lahaknois Bebia Yoisemi Isha. Taisa says, what does Zkuka Vaimedes mean? That he says that she's Kuka Vaimedes Lebia. He's saying a different pshat than Rashi. Rashi says, what does Zkuka Vaimedes mean? Literally, it means she's like tied to this. She's another word?
Bound?
Bound we'll use. Bound to this. What is to this means Kuko Emetis? To what's this? To the brother. Zkuko Emetis says Rashi Lozeh to this brother. Why? Machmas Kedusha Rish. She's Kuko Emetis to this one. Taisa says that's not what it means. Zkuko Emetis Libia. She's bound to Bia. Bia is an integral part of this woman's existence. Why? Skukomen is Libia, Kiloimar. What it means to say is, She'ikur mitzvasa lehakim la'achiv shame. The main mitzvah of this, why is this woman now marrying the brother in order to establish Zera for the brother? Hilkach nekela haknas bebia yosem isha. Therefore, we're going to make Bia an easier type of kinyan. We're going to allow Bia to work for her because her whole connection with him is in order to facilitate what? A Bia. That's what it's all about. Okay.
Isn't by regular Isha marriage also the point to have kids?
So where's a riot to that? Where's a riot that the whole point of marriage is to have is Bia? We saw it in a Gemara.
It's Bia, I'm saying.
Oh, the Gemara said, why does it say Derech in the Mishnah? Because Derech is Lash and Bia is Ikri Derech. It says, Kederech Isha Mena Efes, Kederech Gever Ba'alma, Kederech Isha Mena Efes. Ask the Gemara, Vatani Tarti Atuchada? This is the Gemara. Ani Tarti? Tarech Bia Ninu. So we see that Shkazam Mishnah also Tzarech Bia.
That's marriage, that's not. We're talking about Kedushin over here.
What?
We're talking about Kedushin over here. So Kedushin is to have Peruvu is not the main part of Kedushin, though.
What do you mean?
By Yavam, it goes straight into marriage. Mm-hmm. So this Bia has something to do with Lahak and Lashem Achiv.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to this, if you're going to tell Ari's question that about Bia, what's called Kedushin, but marriage is also from Peruvu,
right.
Kedushin isn't. The Kedushin is just, let's
just but it's the beginning, the Kedushin is the beginning of the... What?
It's more than just marriage, than just children. Here, there's just children. It's Yigdibakarcha, if you
are. Right.
So that's why. The regular marriage, that's just...
The regular marriage can't be about Bakarcha, that's true.
This is also the opposite of love. Usually you build marriage and children. This is children, and then marriage happens to be an after effect.
Then it was the point of the marriage is children. This might be a question of what is the point of Kiddushin? Is the point of Kiddushin to have children or not? Yeah, but that's what the kinyan is. But the kinyan is the beginning of the marriage. It's all about the marriage, right?
Down the line, you have to do another.
But the Gemara says, why did it say Isha Niknes B'Sholosh Drachim? Because of Bia, and the other two are for Bia. So already in the Kenyan, we're already looking at where we're going to. What's our purpose? Our purpose is maybe to have Bia. That could possibly be. Is Kiddushin itself a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi?
Well, somebody who can't have children is ready for Kiddushin.
Is there a mitzvah to get married if you can't have children?
The pasuk says it's not good for a man to be alone.
So if you learn that it's a kiyum of lo tovei yos adam levada, and therefore there's a mitzvah of kedushin itself, so then it's not letzarech bia over here. Kedushin is just enachanami. The yisoid of ishus is the relationship between a man and a wife, but it's not for the purpose of having children. Necessarily. But if you learn that Kiddushin is only a Hechsher mitzvah, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, and the real mitzvah is only Pru or Avu, then the whole purpose of getting married is really for what? There's no mitzvah of getting married. What's the whole purpose of getting married? Having children. It's basically the same thing as Yibam. The whole purpose of Yibam is Halkim Shem Zerah La'achim. The whole purpose of getting married is Halkim Shem Zerah La'atzmacha. It's the same thing. The point is Pru or Avu. So either way. So Tosis is obviously learning over here that there is a mitzvah of marriage in and of itself. So marriage doesn't have Bia as its focal point. As opposed to Yibum, Bia is the focal point of Yibum. The whole point is children. As opposed to marriage, there's a mitzvah of Natsum, I'm getting married.
We saw the Zakan is still making Bia with her.
Right. Yivama. Right. So Shaila is, would a Zakan have a mitzvah to get married or not? That would be the Shaila. Would a Zakan have a mitzvah to get married? If you learn that the whole mitzvah is just to have Pru or Vu, he has no mitzvah to get married. There's no mitzvah to get married. It's a good child. You're asking a good child. I never thought of this. Can a zaken, you make birchas erusin on a zaken? A birchas erusin on a zaken. If the birchas erusin is a birchas hamitzvahs, well, either way, it's a birchas hamitzvahs, then the mitzvah is the kedushin. Either way, you could do it.
Right. Isn't Isser to marry
an
islandess?
You're not allowed to be married only to an islandess. That's correct. You're not allowed to be married only to an
islandess. You're allowed to marry her in the first place.
Right, yeah. If you have another wife, or if you have children already.
I'm saying if she's your first wife.
You're not allowed to marry her. I mean, unless you're going to marry someone else.
You know that you're going to marry someone else.
Okay, then it's not just to marry her, then you just...
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's not that mitzvah still
and
there.
It depends. It'll be a mitzvah or not. According to one mandar, it won't be a mitzvah, because you're not going to have peru or
vu. Why do you have to be only one? Just say a combination of both.
What?
Why do you have to be only one? Just say a combination
only
of both.
Only one what?
Only, is it to marriage or to have kids?
Both. No, if it's both, then there's a mitzvah to get married. No, there's for sure a mitzvah to have kids. That's for sure. The shaila is there also a mitzvah of just kedushin for the sake of kedushin? You're right, there's for sure a mitzvah to have kids. But is there a mitzvah of kedushin itself? The mitzvah to get married. The shaila is, when you make a bracha under the chuppah, is the bracha brachas hamitzvahs? The Masada Kedushin makes a bracha. Is that a bracha mitzvah? Is Kedushin a mitzvah? If Kedushin is just in order to get married, so it's a hechatim to get. Is Kedushin just in order to have kids? It's just a hechatim to have kids. That's it. It's just the point is to have children. So then it's not a bracha mitzvah. But then it's really no different than Yibum. The whole point of Yibum is to have children. The whole point of getting married is to have children. Then I wouldn't differentiate between them. This clearly seems to be saying, no, there's a mitzvah of getting married, nothing to do with having children. Just being married. So therefore, I would think that maybe Bia doesn't work over there. Bia works by Yibum, because that's the whole point. The whole thing is in order to have children. Yeah. There's another interesting nuance in Tosfos, which the Achronim are Medayik. You have to know if the Diak is, you could tell me, Rabbi, say what you think of the Diak as follows. Who's the brother? The man. Who has the mitzvah of Yibum? L'hokim shem zera l'achiv. Does the woman have a mitzvah? Does the woman have a mitzvah? Let's read the Tosfos carefully. Let's be medayik in the Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'nira l'rida hachi parach, she'kein zukuko v'imedes l'biya, k'loimer, she'ikur mitzvah sa, l'hokim l'achiv shem, hilkach nekel la, l'haknois b'biya yoyse mi'isha. Sounds like that the Tosfos is holding that there's a mitzvah on the woman. And Tosis might need that to say his yisoid. The Rambam says the mitzvah is only on the brother. The woman has no mitzvah. It's the hakim la'achiv. Shame, it's on the brother. But Rabbi Kivega Dachsach is medayik over here in Tosfos. Not over here, he says Shitas Tosfos is there's a mitzvah even on the woman. She's a chelik of that mitzvah. Now, if you want to make that she's going to be niknes vibia, so you have to make that. That's what her also her shaychus over here to this is.
She has a mitzvah. She's not
a saved. Maybe she no. Rambam says no kiyam, no mitzvah. Welcome, Lachav. It's the brother's mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah.
She has a command. It's not mitzvah in the sense of like do this. It's mitzvah in the sense of you have to be ready for. You're standing here for this. You can't go anywhere. It's that law.
It's an issur to marry anyone else. But she doesn't have a mitzvah to marry. She doesn't have a mitzvah to do it.
No, but she has a mitzvah. A mitzvah isn't just necessarily a positive commandment.
She doesn't have a lav either.
She does not have a lav.
That's a different isser that she can't marry anyone else because she has to marry him.
She's zikuka v'ayimad.
But that's not a mitzvah. She doesn't have a mitzvah zalkim lach hashem. She has no mitzvah zivim. When we talk about asay, doicha lo is asay. Who's asay? Is it that's where the big hak is? Who has the asay? According to the Rambam, only the man. What about the woman? How could she be involved if there's an avera? So that's the big shayla. How could she do it? She doesn't have a mitzvah. Can you do asay dochalos asay for someone else's mitzvah? That's the big shayla over there in Yevamos. We're not learning Yevamos now, but that's the big shayla. So Enoch and Ami Toysis holds that she also has an asay. So Toysis says, okay, she has asay dochalos asay the same way he has asay dochalos asay. They both have an asay dochalos asay. But in a case, but according to the Rambam, where she has no asay, how could you asay dochalos asay? He has an asay, she has nothing.
You could also use this to answer the question of the Rambam, who she doesn't have a mitzvah.
Good.
By saying it's not her mitzvah, it's saying that she's a zero factor over here.
She's just that she's a machshir on the mitzvah. She doesn't have mitzvah pru ruvu, as Daniel's pointing out. But she facilitates.
If that's true, then the brother should have a mitzvah to any girl that he finds to continue his brother's name.
No. There's a special mitzvah of continuing the ishus of the brother somehow. No, she's like the one that he's doing it through, but she's not.
Continue the brother's name with somebody that has nothing to do with the brother.
Right. Somehow it's continuing through.
Well, maybe according to the Rambam.
Somehow, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Say, let's continue. So it comes along Rabbi Yaakov Meisher Shurkin, it says pshat in Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean to say that because it's an ikur mitzvah? B'neikal. It's easier for it to be nikne more than a regular woman. What's the pshat? Comes Rabbi Yaakov Meisher Shurkin and says, I'll tell you what the pshat is. He says, what Tosfos means to say is that the bia, when it comes to yibum, is not even a ma'aseh kinyan at all. It's not a ma'aseh kinyan. It's just a mitzvah. And when you do the mitzvah, the kinyan happens mimela. He says, this is the lashon. Ain inyan bia b'yiba ma'isa kinyan ela ma'isa mitzvah. Verak memela niknis elav mikveres hakosiv. What?
Did we say this last week?
I don't remember saying this last week.
You said this on Beis Amelav that there's two types of bia. There's a bia for yavama.
Yeah, this for sure. That's what he's going to say. Bia for yavama is fundamentally different than bia for regular ishus. Bia for yavama works shaloi midaitoi. We said on that Beis Amelav Aleph, we're speaking about Tchilas Bia, Soif Bia, but he says also work Shaloi Midaitoi. No Kinyan works Shaloi Midaitoi. This can't be a Maisa Kinyan. Elamai, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. When you do the Mitzvah, what happens? Memela? They're married. But it's not a Maisa Kinyan.
So what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? What is the
Mishnah? So he says that Kinyan happens. If you look at Lashon of Tois, maybe it's a little bit Meduik in Tois. Because Tois says, what does lahaknois mean? Lahaknois bibia.
Is that the
lahaknois
or is that
the bibia? Can you translate the word lahaknois? Lahaknois. To be koine? I think lahaknois means to be nikne. For the kinyan to happen. It doesn't say to do the kinyan. It's easier for the kinyan to happen. For the kinyan to happen. The kinyan's happening. It's not saying that you're doing a kinyan. It's happening, the kinyan. Maybe it's a little bit mashma. The kinyan's just happening. It's not a real ma'aseh kinyan. If you look in the Tosis HaRosh, the Tosis HaRosh doesn't say Lashon of Lahaknois. I think it says Lashon of Liknois. It's under Lashon. Akoponim, that's the way Rabbi Yaakov Meshach Shurkin learns over here in the Tosis. The Ikra Avoida Rabbi saying, we're not going to be able to finish it today. We're not going to continue tomorrow. I'm going to leave it for later. But it's the next Teretz of Tosis. Says Tosis, Verever Belozer Mishazna, Pirish. Just because Bia is Goymeres, lo noyma shetiknet chilas kinyan. Nachroinim are bothered. Ayelas Ashachar is Reb Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman. And also, I have the Kikyan de Yoina, which is one of the Friedik Achroinim. I'm both bothered. What's the question? This Teretz of Tosis seems remarkably similar to
Rashi.
Now, in general, Tosis will quote no one other than Rashi. Unless he has to. But if it's a Rashi, why is he quoting someone that we never even heard of before? Rabbi Lazar Mishazna. What is he doing that for? It's Rashi. This question, Eil Sashachar asked this question. And also the Kiki and the Yoina. Now the Terutzim are not exactly the same. And neither one of them do I feel, am I confident that that's like screaming to me from Rashi. We have to figure out, somehow there's a difference between Rashi and Rabbi Lazar Mishazna. I'll tell you what Rabbi Aaron Leib says. We gave out the Rabbi Aaron Leib. We'll go there first. Says Rabbi Aaron Leib, the answer is as follows. Tosfos says, She'ein biyazu oisei elo goymeres kedushei rishoin. That you're really coming off of kedushei rishoin. So Tosfos says, what's the biya? The biya is a continuation of kedushei rishoin. Rashi never said that. Rashi said that the biya is goymeres. But it's not being goymer the kedushei rishoin. It's being goymeres the zekuka vaymedes. What's that zkukomesh is Rashi? Shizkukomesh is zeh, machmas kedushei ameis. So Rashi said, where does zkukomesh come from? The original kedushin. So it's mighty close, says Rabbi Aaron Leib. Yeah, but it doesn't say that the kedushei arishon is still here. The kedushei arishon created zika, and I'm just continuing the zika. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, it's continuing the kedushei arishon. The kedushei arishon is still here. I would say that's a very, very fine line. Itaka doesn't say it in Rashi, but it does say Kedusha Ameis, Machmas Kedusha Ameis. Sounds like Kedusha Ameis. Okay, that's the way Rabbi Aaron Leib learns.
That would be the way the Tosfos learns of what's the whole basis for the question there. What's the whole basis of what's like Tosfos' idea of learning Kavachomer?
And Echanami, the Gemara's Maskan is you can't. That's Ikra Dedina Pircha. This Kavachomer makes no sense. Because over here, we're not doing, well, all we're doing is trying to finish the, that's exactly what the Gemara is doing in the Maskana. The Kik Indiana says something similar, but not the same. He says that Rashi learns the Bia is a Kinyan. It's just not a Kinyan Chazak. It's not a strong Kinyan. Masha Enkein, according to Rav Rabbi Lazar, the Bia is not Kinyan at all. It's not Kinyan. It's Xeris Akosa that it's Goymeres Kedushe Rishoin. But it's not a Kinyan. Oh, if you that, it's similar to the Ri, which maybe would be good. Because the Ri was saying that the Bia by Yavama is just a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, the Kinyan happens on its own. And Rabbi Lazar is saying, it's just being goymer the kedushei rishon. They're both coming to say that this is not a regular kinyan. Rashi, according to Rashi, saying it's a kinyan, but it's a kinyan chalosh. It's a weak kinyan because this kinyan already has something to start it with. The kinyan was started somewhere.
The reuses the word lahaknos idea. It's just
lahaknos,
just like make
over. Yeah, we said lahaknos means to the kinyan to happen, not liknos. Lahaknos. I don't know. Neither one of them I feel is like a mefurish. We have to figure out exactly. It's going to come up again when we get down to Kesef, the relationship between Kesef and Chuppah. We'll see it, Bez Hashem, at the bottom of Daf Hey Amad Alf. But for the meantime, Bez Hashem, B'siyat Dishmai, tomorrow we're going to start the Sugya of Minayin Va'af Bishtar.
Have you failed enough?